Rinks separated by snowbanks are packed in so close it's hard to tell where fans' cheers and referees' whistles are directed. Bill Trozine is playing for his seventh year.
I think playing outside is so cool because, you know, I think for most everybody who plays, you know, it's great to play on the smooth surface in a rink, but I think just coming out reminds you when you're a little kid. And just meeting the people from different places, different states, and there's so much energy, and it's, like I said, a nice party atmosphere.
A party that's 4-on-4, no goalie sticks, no stops. The teams who come here range from casual reunions of friends who used to play together in school to teams like the Eagle River Frozen Seven, a local team that plays 3 days a week in what's called the Noon League. Dave Hanselman is a regular of that group, though this year he's just watching.
Some real high-powered hockey going on. Some of these guys are really good, which is why I'm not playing this year. I think, okay, I'm 71, just a little bit too high-powered for me.
The Eagle River Frozen Seven competes in the over-60 division of the championships. Actually, there are two teams over age 60 coming from the same Noon Hockey League, which means fully one-third of that division is local.
There's no other game like this. I always tell people everything else is just exercise until hockey season starts.
Jim Patton is competing at age 75.
And actually, I mean, I like the idea that people can see you can still do this at that age. Everybody thinks about it being such a rough sport and you're always getting hurt and all this kind of stuff, but you don't have to be. I mean, you can play it for a long time. It's a lot better than running, I'll tell you that.
Like most of the over 60s I talked to, Jim grew up playing pond hockey. He recalls being out on the lake every day after school, then coming home and playing boot hockey in the streets. And he remembers that first pond hockey championship 10 years ago. That first year was so rough, Jim never thought there'd be another.
The first year, on Friday, the temperature never got above 15 below zero. On Saturday morning, when we started playing, it was 27 below zero. Now, we thought, oh, my God, this is dead in the water right here. This is never going to take off. And I really believe that it actually helped us because I think everybody went back and bragged about, you can't believe what we played in and what we did, you know. And from that time on, it's just taken off like a skyrocket. It's just unbelievable.
You know, it sells out within 10 minutes of the registration opening.
It's not just old-timers who participate. New teams join in, like Ann Hendricks-Jakin's team, the Skate Department from Maryland.
We managed to get in at 3 minutes after the registration opened, and then we're just all like moms on the getaway, really. It's just a crazy scene here, and nobody at home has ever heard of it. But the secret is how much fun it is, I guess you would say.
A few rinks over, a group of young women from Milwaukee playing their fifth pond hockey tournament celebrate by taking a special picture, a bride-to-be and the teammates who make up her bridal party. The championship is sponsored by LeBlanc Blue Beer, and that does seem to be how most players are celebrating both their wins and their losses. A player skates out on the rink with an extra-wide shovel to clear the ice for the next game. The Eagle River Frozen Seven beats their fellow local team, Ice Aged, and is moving on to the semifinals. But when I ask the score, most people aren't sure. Says Ice Aged player Bill Trozine.
If it gets close, you'll ask. But other than that, you just play hard till the whistle goes and everybody just has a great time. It's so much fun. We're like kids again.
One by one, the rinks clear out as teams are eliminated. The Eagle River Frozen Seven advances to the finals. They lose to the arch enemies of St. Louis by one goal, making this their third time coming in second. But there's always next year, and there's plenty more winter left, which means that these men will be back in the hockey arena at noon 3 times a week, playing the game they love. Emily Bright, WXPR News, Eagle River.